From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Jamaica, the questions continue over the prison death of a convicted murderer. The St. Lucian opposition plans a protest march against the UN fund scandal and government industrial policy. And doubles, the Trinidad dish, a delicacy or a disaster. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The death of Jamaican prisoner Ivan Morgan on Friday continues to raise questions surrounding his medical care days before he died. The 38-year-old convicted murderer died at the South Camp Rehabilitation Center prison in Kingston on Friday of suspected poisoning, Gary Allen reports.
Information about Morgan's death is still sketchy, even after a three-day lapse. However, Superintendent Gilbert Smith, in charge of the Guncourt Rehabilitation Center where Morgan was last held, has dismissed speculation about any impropriety about how he died. Asked to comment on reports that Morgan had medication prescribed for him, which had not been procured, the superintendent said that was not true. He explained that Morgan had been complaining of feeling ill since early in April, and had in fact been paying visits to the hospital and receiving medical attention. He said on Thursday last, after complaining of headaches and stomach aches, he had been taken to the doctor. Morgan was then given a referral letter to the Bellevue Hospital, that's Jamaica's mental asylum. Why is still a mystery. Mr. Smith said that he has no problem with the Jamaica Council for Human Rights request for an independent pathologist report, and he has said that the usual internal investigation is underway. Gary Allen in Kingston for BBC Caribbean Report.